M80 recording length 14 minutes and 07 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 80 globular cluster M80, NGC 6093, class II, in Scorpius M80.jpg, right ascension 16, 17.0, H colon M, declination 22, 59, Deg colon M, distance 32.6, Cli. Visual brightness 7.3, mag, apparent dimension 10.0, arc min, discovered 1781 by Charles Messier, Messier 80, million 80, NGC 6093, is a fine 8th mag globular. Its 10 angular diameter corresponds to roughly 95 light-years linear dimension at its distance of 32,600 light-years. Its appearance resembles very much that of a faint comet without tail. This dense stellar swarm contains several 100,000s of stars, held together by their mutual gravitational attraction. It is one of the densest globulars in our Milky Way galaxy, as was found by astronomers from observations with the Hubble Space Telescope in 1999 in the visible and UV part of the electromagnetic spectrum. M80 contains a large number of so-called blue stragglers in its core. About twice as much as any other globular investigated with the HST, these stars are blue and bright stars which appear near the main sequence of the Hertzsprung-Russell diagram, and thus appear more massive and younger than the globular cluster's age. The reason is very probably that these stars lost their cooler envelopes in close encounters with other stars. Their large number in M80 indicates an exceptionally high stellar collision rate in the core of this globular cluster. Globular cluster M80 was one of the original discoveries of Charles Messier, who found it on January 4, 1781, and catalogued it as a nebula without a star, resembling the nucleus of a comet. William Herschel was the first to resolve it, before 1785, and found it was one of the richest and most compressed clusters of small stars I remember to have seen. On May 21, 1860, a node occurred in M80. Completely changing the appearance of this globular cluster for some days. This nova, also designated T Scorpii, was discovered by Auwers at Berlin, had mag 7.0 on May 21 and 22, and faded to mag 10.5 on June 16. It was independently seen by Pogson. It was reported that Pogson had seen a rebrightening in early 1864, but this appears improbable, as nobody else could confirm this notion. The maximum brightness of this nova corresponds to an absolute magnitude of about 8.5, if it was a cluster member. At its maximum, the nova was considerably brighter than the whole cluster. A second nova occurred in globular cluster M14 in 1938 but was only photographically observed, and found years later. A further nova was V1148 Sagittarii, which appeared near NGC 6553. But in this case a physical correlation is uncertain. Other cataclysmic variable observations in globulars are occasionally reported. Early observations of dwarf novae were recorded for M5, M30 and NGC 6712, according to Cecilia Payne-Gaposchkin's book, Stars in Clusters. In M80, however, investigations with the Hubble Space Telescope have led to the detection of only two novae-like close binary stars. Far fewer than expected theoretically, based on the stellar collision rate. M80, though not very conspicuous, can be located quite easily as it is situated almost exactly halfway between Antares, Alpha Scorpii, and Grotius, Beta Scorpii, just below the declination parallel of DSCHUBBA, Delta Scorpii. It is seen as a bright but small, round ball with brighter nucleus. Its surface brightness decreases to the outer regions. Messier determined a diameter of 2 arc min, but better moderate-sized amateur telescopes will show it as a mottled, nebulous object of size 3 to 5 arc mins, at best very poorly resolved. A better resolution into stars requires larger aperture telescopes. In the same low power field of view, there are two faint variable stars, R and S Scorpii, both discovered in 1854 by J. Chacornac, R Scorpii. 10.4 to 15.0 mag, period 223 days, S Scorpii, 10.5 to 14.6 mag, period 117 days. The field of M80, especially to the east and south, exhibits a large number of dark and some bright diffuse nebulae, clouds of interstellar matter. Messier 80 observations and descriptions discovered by Charles Messier on January 4, 1781. Messier, M. 80. January 4, 1781 80 16 H 04 meters 00s 240 D 59 48 22 D 25 13 gain 241 D 00 26 22 D 27 58 nebula without star in Scorpius between the stars G narrow off huge E and delta compared to G to determine its position. This nebula is round, the center brilliant, and it resembles the nucleus of a small comet, surrounded with nebulosity. M. Kane saw it on January 27, 1781. Diom. 2. William Herschel. PT 1814. P 275. SP 2 P 536. May 26, 1786 20 feet telescope. The 80th of the Guinness. M80 equals NGC 6093, is a beautiful, round cluster of extremely minute and very compressed stars about 3 or 4, in diameter. By the increasing compression of the stars the cluster is very gradually very much brighter in the middle. PT 1818, P 450, SP 2 P 601, the 80th of the Connaissance. M80 equals NGC 6093, 1784. 1786, 20 feet telescope, a globular cluster of extremely minute and very compressed stars of about 3 or 4 minutes in diameter, very gradually much brighter in the middle. Towards the circumference the stars are distinctly seen, and are the smallest imaginable. The profundity of this cluster is probably not much less than the 734th order. Smythe, DLXIV 564, M80, DLXIV 80 million Scorpii. R16H07 meters 28s, Decas 22D 35.4 mean epoch of observation, 1837.36 April 1837. Withdrawing, a compressed globular cluster of very minute stars, on the right foot of Arcticus, which is on Scorpio's back. This fine and bright object was registered by Messier in 1780, who described it as resembling the nucleus of a comet, and indeed, from the blazing center and attenuated disk, it has a very cometary aspect. There are some small stars both above and below its following parallel, of which three of those in the NF North following, form a coarse triangle, but the field and the vicinity are otherwise barren. An early star of Ophiuchus, number 17 PXVI, slightly precedes this splendid conglomerate, about half a degree to the northward, and though only of the eighth magnitude, is a convenient index to approach to the outdoor gazer. Such particulars are not needed by the man with fixed instruments, but will greatly facilitate the operations of those who are more remarkable for intellectual energy than for means. The mean apparent place is differentiated from Delta Scorpii, from which it lies east, at 4 deg distance, and it is midway between Alpha and Beta Scorpii. This is a very important object when nebulae are considered in their relations to the surrounding spaces. Which spaces, Sir William Herschel found, generally contain very few stars. So much so, that whenever it happened, after a short lapse of time, that no star came into the field of his instrument, he was accustomed to his assistant, make ready to write, nebulae are just approaching. Now our present object is located on the western edge of a vast obscure opening, or space of 4 deg in breadth, in which no stars are to be seen, and Sir William pronounced it a Messier. Albeit it had been registered as Nebulae sans étoiles nebula without stars, to be the richest and most condensed mass of stars which the firmament can offer to the contemplation of astronomers. See also for Messier, No. DLXIX 469, John Herschel, 1847, H 3624, H 3624 equals M80, Sweep 793, June 27th. 1837, Ra 16 H 6 meters 54.8s, NPD 112 D 33 meters 26s, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, glob, CL, VB, R, SVV and BM to a blaze, Diom and Ra equals 10.5s, stars 15 meters, all well seen, globular cluster, very bright, round, suddenly very very much brighter toward the middle to a blaze, diameter in Ra equals 10.5 2.6, stars 15 meters, all well seen, sweep 588, May 24, 1835, Ra 16 H6 meters 55.0s, NPD 112 D32 meters 27s, 1830.0, glob, CL, VM comp M, PSVM BM, DOM 12.0, Saint equals 14 meters, all resolved, fine object, globular cluster, very much compressed toward the middle, pretty suddenly very much brighter toward the middle, diameter 12.0, stars are of 14 meters, all resolved, fine object, John Herschel, General Catalog, GC 4173 equals H3624 equals M80, Ra 16 H8 meters 41.9s, NPD 112 D37, 34.1, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, glob, CL, VB, L, VMBM, VAR asterisk, RRR, Saint 14 2 observations by W.N.J. Herschel, magnificent, globular cluster, very bright, large, very much brighter toward the middle, where there is a variable star probably the nova, well resolved, stars of 14th magnitude, remark, 4173 H3624 equals M80, this is Pugson's globular cluster, with a variable star in the center, for whose most singular history see the monthly notes of the RISTSUC XXIPP 32, 33, by Mr. Pugson. Mr. P. in that statement says that Sir J. Herschel, among others mentioned, had described it as either cometary, or nebulous. This is incorrect. In both my observations of this object it stands described as a globular cluster, all completely resolved into stars. CCGH H3624, Dreyer, and GC 6093, and GC 6093 equals GC 4173 equals H3624, M80, Ra 16 H8 meters 42s, NPD 112 D37.5, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, glob, CL, VB, L, VMBM, VAR asterisk, RRR, Saint 14, equals M80 very remarkable globular cluster, very bright, large, very much brighter toward the middle, where there is a variable star probably the nova, well resolved, stars of 14th magnitude, remark, 6093, M80, in this well resolved globular cluster ours saw a new star of the 7th mag on May 21st, 1860, Ab and 1267 and 2715, which was also found by Pugson on the 28th, and remained visible until about June 10th. This phenomenon bears a close resemblance to the new star, in the Andromeda Nebula M31, in 1885 SN1885. Curtis' descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector, PUBL, Lichobs, number 13, part 1. P9, 42, and GC 6093, RA equals 16:11.5, DEC equals 22:44, small, bright globular cluster. The diameter of the brighter part is 3.5 cm. Content Karasiev says, Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 21, 2007, text to mp3 by spokentext.net. Quick and Dirty complied by john-morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.